You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
We do have a couple of open lines if you want to grab them, ladies and gentlemen, for Festivus Friday, the airing of the grievances. Brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. If you want one of those open lines, 913-586-7798, 586-7798. You, young lady, get the honorary first grievance of every week.
I think my grievance would be anyone who says anything even slightly negative about our Kansas City Royals. I don't want there to be, after this season, a yeah, but. Don't say yeah, but. We should just be grateful that we are living in Kansas City during the times that we are, and we have three winning teams. And they'll be back next year, and it's going to be better than ever.
913-586-7798. Please allow me to be the very first to wish all of you a very happy Festivus Friday.
Welcome, newcomers. The tradition of Festivus begins with the airing of grievances. With you people. Now, you're going to hear about it. My son tells me your company stinks.
Oh, God.
You couldn't smooth a silk sheet if you had a hot date with a babe. I lost my train of thought.
Here's the deal. Keep this in mind. If the phone is ringing, you are getting through, but we have several lines and only one Quentin. He is getting to all of the phones as they ring as quickly as he possibly can. 913-586-7798. We will start with Nathan in KCK. Nathan, hello.
Hello. My grievance is with pessimism around AI. Earlier this week, AI basically won two Nobel Prizes, one in chemistry and one in physics. And I think we should be celebrating this. I think it's a signal of a new ability that we have unlocked, and there's a lot of engineering. I kind of wish that the conversations weren't pessimistic. I often hear a lot of times, what if we tell AI to cure cancer, and the only way to cure cancer is to kill everyone? Well, I think that if it can win Nobel Prizes, it's smart enough to not make that decision.
Nathan, I'm not going to challenge your grievance, but can I ask for some clarification if you don't mind?
No.
Okay. Thank you. Steve,
me either on a Friday. I don't have an MEC.
I was just going to ask for clarification. Steve in Peculiar. Hello, Steve.
Hey, you guys. I really appreciate your show, and I agree with Dana on her comment, her grievance about the teams. I'm calling because I remember your staff, your traffic lady. I drive 71 and 49 south every day, and we always sit in traffic. Yesterday there was a major accident, and she didn't report it until it was cleared up. I think compared to Major Miles and the guy that fills in for her, she could do a much better job because your station is great, and I just like to see that happen.
The other guy, do you mean Bill Brooks with Buckner?
Yeah.
Is that who you're talking about?
He was on last week one day, and he just went through, you know, all sorts of good stuff.
And by the way, that is not Bill Grady. That is Bill Brooks.
Yeah. There's two different Bills.
Traffic is brought to you by
lives.
Buckner.
Yes.
Jim in Blue Springs. Hello, Jim.
Hey, guys. How we doing?
We're doing well. Thank you for asking.
Good. Hey, my grievance this week is the pickup trucks. These big pickup trucks, like the 350s or whatever, that have the six headlights on them. I know they can drop them down to two on the top. Take the other two off, please, because it blinds the rest of us.
Good one.
Great right, one, Jim. Thank
Jim,
you for
thank
it.
Thank you. Jordan in Shawnee.
How you doing, sir? Dana?
We're both doing very well. Thank you.
So my grievance today, it's actually been going on for about 2 or 3 years now. I just never really wanted to call in, but people will schedule appointments for me to drive all over Kansas and Missouri to go service their house because I work in pest control. And they set up an appointment time for, let's say, 12 to 1, and they're not there, and I can't do anything about that. And they get upset with me that I wasn't there during the time for the service, but I knocked on the door, rang the doorbell, and they didn't answer. And I get slack from my boss from that. That's my grievance.
It's a good one. Thank you very much, Jordan. Take care of yourself, man. Wes in Lee Summit. Wes, hello.
Our grievance is something that Dana will probably understand. This
not
is,
directions.
For all realtors, when you're selling a house and you're having realtors show the house, they leave every light on, every ceiling fan on,
and refrigerator doors
left open.
Oh, the refrigerator door was open.
Yes. And we are moved out of the house, which means when we went back to see it a week later, it had been sitting open.
Hey, Wes, can I just give you a little bit of advice when you leave a vacant house? If you leave mums on the front porch and you don't water them, the mums are not hardy. They're crispy. And you don't need to ask how I know that, but yes, I swung by the house today.
So they're hard. E.
Yes.
That's awesome.
Okay, Wes.
We too have buried Saint Joseph in the yard, and he's still not done anything for us. And we're into it for about 3.5 months.
Oh, Wes, the fact that you are laughing brings me I feel like there's hope. There's hope for me,
well,
but I'm with you. I feel you.
Tried, so you might as well laugh.
Wes, I feel you. We actually had a buyer. This is all I'm going to say about the house today. We did have a buyer. They were coming in from Florida. And now they are not coming in because of Milton. And so God bless them. They are okay, but they've got more going on now than how are we going to get up to see this house? So, it's fine.
Woosah.
I mean, no one left my refrigerator door open. No, that would tick me off.
They leave a Babe Ruth in your toilet like they did at
my
house?
Oh, man. You know, since you told me that, I make sure the bathroom is fully stocked with toilet paper, anything you might
Mine
need.
Mine was fully stocked.
Oh.
It wasn't for lack of paper that Babe Ruth got left behind. Leonard in Blue Springs. Leonard, hello.
Hey, how you doing?
We're doing well. Thank you.
My complaint is a certain professional ball team in our city, which I'm not going to say anything against them, Dana. But my complaint is, unless you have cable TV, you cannot watch them on television.
Would that be the blue team?
Yeah.
It's not cable television. You have to have a special subscription service.
Well, that's what I'm complaining about.
I see.
I would
just watch them over antenna TV like we used to.
I hear you. There are a myriad of financial reasons for that that I won't bore you with, but I'm sure you can all figure it out. 913-586-7798. John, Kerry, Michael, Mike, Jacob, everybody hang tight. We'll get with everybody in just a moment here on Festivus Friday. It is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Autumn leaves are beautiful until they are clogging your gutters. Plus, you're busy enough this season, aren't you, without having to get up on a ladder, dangerous ladder, and clean out your gutters? Whether you're tired of unclogging gutters, or maybe you don't even know what your gutters look like from above, it's time for a permanent solution that you can depend on with Leaf Filter. Right now, you can save up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/KMBZ. And if you're a low-maintenance kind of homeowner like I am, Leaf Filter is perfect for you. You're not getting up on that dangerous ladder, wondering if that's the last time you're ever going to climb a ladder, digging your hand in the gutter with those gross, wet leaves, throwing them down on the lawn, only to have to rake them up, put them in a bag later. Protect your home. Never clean out gutters again with Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system. Schedule your free inspection and get up to 30% off your entire purchase at leaffilter.com/KMBZ. That's free inspection up to 30% off at leaffilter.com/KMBZ. See the representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household. leaffilter.com/KMBZ. Time is of the essence, and it is running short. The fourth Dana and Parks Cornhole Tournament is a week from tomorrow, but we have just a limited number of slots for teams. So if you want to play, you
let's
got a
be
team.
Honest. If you don't sign up to play cornhole, we can't be friends anymore.
Animals will die.
We would like you to sign up to play cornhole with us. And if you don't, I know what my grievance is going to be next week.
Every penny goes to benefit a great cause, the KC Pet Project. KC Pet Project gets every single dime that we raise through the cornhole tournament, KMBZ. Our parent company, Dana and me, we don't get anything. We don't want anything for doing this. So if you have a team you want to register, just go to KMBZ.com and sign your team up. John in Lee Summit. John, hello.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
It's going well. Thank you.
So, good. My grievance is, it's kind of petty, but that's kind of what this is for, right? So, and before I tell you what it is, I kind of see Dana in this category. Sorry. I just,
we don't even know what it is yet. You're already apologizing.
Is it the category of fabulous?
So people that are driving regular size cars, little cars, that have to whip way out, sometimes even into the oncoming lane to make a turn, to make it like a right turn or whatever, act like they're in a semi truck. Dana, do you do that?
I do not do that. No, but I will beat you off the line on an entrance ramp. But other than that, I don't do that. No.
Okay. All right. That was it.
Okay, buddy.
I have plenty more, but.
All right, man. Be well. Carrie in Lee Summit. Carrie, hello.
Hi. Yeah. I've actually got gratitude. I don't really have any grievances, and I'm not able to thank every single person, but my family recently had one of our kids be in a car accident and can no longer walk, and we're dealing with a brain injury. And so my gratitude goes to anybody in healthcare. It's not just nursing, doctors. It's physical therapy, OT, speech, all of that. I just want everybody to know that, you know, all of them make a huge difference, and I wish I could thank every single one of them, but I can't. But I just want everybody to know that all of those people make a really huge difference and possibly don't even get thanked for it all of the time. So if you're in the healthcare field, no matter what that looks like, just know that I thank you guys so very much.
Carrie, I'm sure that they heard the message, and sorry to hear about the injury to your family member. I think you said it was one of your children. I am so sorry to hear that, and God bless. Jacob in Platte City, 586-7798. Jacob, hello.
What up, Scott?
What up?
Hi. So, just a gratitude today. I would like to make it known that myself and Mike from Topeka will be attending the Cornhole from KC.
All right.
Super looking forward to finally meeting you guys.
There we go.
Mike and Ashley. And it's going to be a super good time.
Do you know who else is coming, Jacob? I'm so excited. Barb from Odessa.
Well, that's another reason why me and Mike and Ashley are all going.
Are you guys going to be teammates?
Yeah, me and Mike are.
Good.
Yep.
I'm thrilled.
So we're calling ourselves, and I missed an opportunity. I should have called ourselves Young Manly Horns, but we're going to be the Wild Hogs.
The Wild Hogs.
Okay.
So this is for both motorcycle riders.
Got it.
Nice. All right, Jacob, great. And by the way, your teammate is next up, actually, Mike in Topeka. Hello, Mike.
Hey, guys. I'm so super looking forward to the event next week. That's going to be awesome.
Well, yeah, we are too. That'll be fun.
So my gratitude is actually this past Sunday, we've been doing some work on our house, and so we were up late, pretty late on Saturday night, and our dogs woke me up at like 4 o'clock in the morning. And so I let them outside to go to the bathroom thinking, okay, I'll wake up in a few minutes and let them back in. Well, that turned into like 2.5 hours later. And our littlest dog, a Yorkie that weighs maybe 4 pounds, was missing. We couldn't find him anywhere. And so I start freaking out. And start, you know, canvassing the neighborhood, and someone saw him and then ran off to go find him, and he ran off. And, you know, what ended up turning into, you know, me hunting down the dog, I was so blessed and so touched at just how many people sacrificed a portion of their Sunday to help me find my dog. to the point even, you know, I was searching one park, and a guy that was out with his kids had a drone, and he got his drone in on helping find our dog.
Aww.
And it ended up being some neighbor kids, which how awesome is it that neighbor kids still play outside, let alone in a creek, found our dog in a creek and kept him safe while another adult made contact with me so that we could be reunited, and he made it home safe. So, yeah, I'm so blessed at that.
Hey, Mike, we'll see you a week from tomorrow, buddy.
Sounds great.
Really, really looking forward to it, man. Another Mike, this one in Kansas City. Hello.
Hello. How are you guys?
We're doing really well. Thank you for asking.
You know, I promised myself I wouldn't ask you all that question. I'm a longtime listener, and this is the first time I've called into Festivus Friday. I have a grievance because I have a copperhead snake problem.
Oh.
We have discovered that we've got copperhead snakes somewhere around our house. We had a contractor pull up on Wednesday who ran over one right out in front of our house. And we saw a live one yesterday afternoon, crawling across the driveway. And he got under a car parked out there in the driveway before I could get to him, about 8 or 9 inches long, both of them. And we called a critter guy, and he came out, and he talked to me yesterday on the phone, and he came out today to lay some traps. But we are a nervous wreck. We've got two dogs.
Both of them,
they're both basset hounds, and one of them, I think, ate a snake last night. And it was like, oh, my God.
Okay. I wouldn't even know, is that poisonous if they eat the snake?
Yes.
Well, I don't know if it's poisonous if they eat it. He hasn't had any problems. But the point is that I saw something the shape of a snake's tail kind of go into his mouth, and he was chewing and swallowing. I don't know what to make of it.
Dogs are dumb.
Yeah, dogs are dumb. You're right. And we have basset hounds, and they're kind of on the dumb side sometimes. But you know what? We got traps out now. But it's making my wife a nervous wreck. She's obsessing about this. She's watching everywhere she walks when she goes outside. I am too, frankly.
Well, for sure.
And they're definitely copperheads. And they will get bigger.
Well, Mike, all I can say is good luck. I got a snake in my yard, but it's just a black snake. It's not a copperhead. And he's big. This black snake is huge. But I just leave him alone.
It just hangs around? It doesn't...
I think it lives underneath the deck.
Oh, okay.
And I'm not going in there looking for him. I saw him in the backyard. I thought it was my hose. That's how big he is.
Okay.
And my hose is black. 913-586... What? Leave it. Just let it lie. Leave it. 913-586-7798.
Question?
No. 586-7798 here on Dana and Parks. During the bottom of the hour break, a couple of people either got where they were going or lost their patience. So we do have two open lines if you want them. 913-586-7798. Festivus Friday is brought to you by Q39. Get your Q fix today at Q39KC.com. Steve in Lacine. Hello.
Hey, guys. So my grievance is y'all trying to talk about finance, Social Security, and taxes. So real quick, lowest earners for Social Security gets like a 6X return, and it's tax-free. Middle, high-income people only get a 2X return, and they have to pay taxes on their Social Security. All right. So it's already graduated as it relates to the income.
Okay.
And if y'all want to see what's really going on with Social Security, look up on YouTube David Schweikert. He's a U.S. congressman from Arizona. He's got all the numbers, brings all the receipts. And the other last thing real quick is look up Dr. Phil, Hyperinflation, An American Dream. And he'll explain just how bad the middle class is getting hammered by taxes and Social Security.
Steve, thank you. We'll do.
Okay. Sid in Leavenworth. Hello, Sid.
Hey, my grievance is with the two of you and the KU professor story, which you spent less than 5 minutes on, didn't take a single call on, for a school that both of you graduated from, both your children attended, and not anything on it. But
hey, Sid, I'm not going to challenge your grievance, but I do want to say this. We can't defend it. There are certain times where the story is so awful, we can't defend it. And we were not going to open it up for the hatred and the political rhetoric spewing back and forth that we knew that would bring, because it's just not what we do on the show.
And if I may clarify, we did talk about it earlier today briefly, right before 5 o'clock.
And
but it was more than 5 minutes yesterday. It was a full segment, which a full segment
no,
runs.
It wasn't.
Yes, it was, Dave. Sid.
No, it wasn't.
Because, I'll tell you, because after the segment, I said, my God, let's be done.
I listened to the show every day, too. And it was an entire segment.
Okay. Thank you for the call, Sid. There are certain things that cannot be defended. And we said this with other topics before. I'm pretty sure we're all anti that type of speech. We'll just leave it at that. Without getting back into it. What are you going to say? Are you for it or against it? Call in. There's just nothing to talk about.
And Sid, with respect, and I'm dangerously challenging your grievance, and I know it's against the rules, and I'm sorry, but I have to defend myself here, and to some extent Dana, but she's perfectly capable of defending herself. I don't know what you wanted us to do. If we had opened up the phone lines, it would have turned into everything that everybody hates about talk radio. These guys do this. These guys do that. What about this? What about this? It would be an hour on what about isms, where I know that my side sucks, but your side sucks worse. And I did call during our conversation, and it did last an entire segment. I believe it was the 4:30 to 4:45 segment. I called for this professor to be fired. Okay? I called for the, I said it was a bridge too far for me. He should be fired.
And he's gone.
That's correct. He quit. He has left the university. We do have an open line if you want to grab it at 913-586-7798. Ashley in Lee's Summit. Ashley, hello.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
I thought I've been going crazy for the last 8 or 9 months. I want to say thank you to the caller that called in about the traffic lady. I don't know what kind of software she's running, but I drive K-10, 435, 470, 50 highway every day. And I will pass accidents that have just happened, accidents that have cops on the scene, accidents that have tow trucks and they're being cleaned up. And I will be 45 minutes later than normal getting home, and not once will I hear that accident. And I'm just, am I living in some alternate universe? I just thought maybe there was a weird change that I wasn't catching on to. So I just wanted to say thank you very much. And I did sit in two different accidents today on K-10 that took an extra 30 minutes and not one word was said at all. So thank you to that caller that brought that up. I feel validated.
Okay. All right, Ashley. Whew. Days like these, we need Bill Brooks. Reagan in Baser. Reagan, hello.
Hey, guys. I have a gratitude to share. Okay. I'm not making you happy after the last two calls.
Okay.
I have been off work. I lost my job back in May.
Sorry to hear that.
I have applied for probably, I don't know, close to 100 jobs. I did about 5 interviews. I finally got a job and started this past Monday, and it has just been the best first week.
Oh, good.
Good for you. Good for you.
I am very happy.
Well, Reagan, we're happy for you.
Thank you.
All right.
You guys have a great weekend.
All the best. God bless you.
Bye.
All right. If you're hearing the phone ring, Quentin will be with you in just a moment. He is currently screening, looks like, Elena. And so if the phone is ringing, hang tight. He'll get with you in just a moment. 586-7798. Mike in Spring Hill. Mike, hello.
Hey, Scott and Dana.
Hey.
Just a quick grievance. I've noticed every time Scott takes a vacation, Dana, I guess, likes to be a loner and doesn't utilize Mackie as much as Parks does.
Well, she's more talented than I am. She doesn't need backup.
Mike, that's so sweet. I always, you know what? I feel bad asking, in a weird way, I feel bad asking people sometimes, like, I know Michael loves to do it, and he and Scott are so good together, but he also has a job and is busy, and so sometimes I do have somebody sit in, sometimes I don't.
Mike, do appreciate the call,
If man. I could do it again, knowing what I know now about the Royals playing
during the day while I was in Mexico,
I would have booked it up.
Well, now, in fairness to me, I had
586-7798.
I could have never foreseen,
if you'd like to call,
A, that they would go to the playoffs.
Please, God, someone call.
And B, that they would play in the afternoon when I booked that trip. It was booked 3 months ago.
You're batting 1,000, babe. Every single time you go out of town, I'm telling you, there's either a national emergency or for the first time in 3,946 days, we're playing ball in October.
Mike in Kearney. Mike, hello.
It's a gift.
Hi, guys.
Hi.
My question is for Scott. Scott, if you went to the store and bought a brand new pair of jeans and the zipper had 20 teeth down one side and 5 down the other, would you take them back?
Yes.
Okay, it's broken. That's how I feel about zipper merges. They don't work. It just gives somebody a reason to flip another person off is all it is.
Okay. All right, Mike. You've been heard, brother. Have a great weekend, man. All right. All right. Telephone number is 913-586-7798. Nat in Overland Park. Hello. Nat.
Nate.
Oh, Nate. Sorry. I beg your pardon.
Yeah. Nate, Nat. No worries. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
So my grievance is on a couple of the other calls that we've heard. You guys are amazing. We don't need to agree with everything you say, how you do everything, but like, it's awesome. And I appreciate you, and I think that other people need to give a little grace and remember that it's America. We don't have to agree with everything you say.
Aw, thank you so much.
Matt, Nate, Nathaniel.
What? I don't have time. Natalie, thank you.
Natalie. let's grab one more before a quick break. 913-586-7798. Sean in Topeka. Hello, Sean.
Yeah. Hey, guys. I hope you guys are doing good. I just want to piggyback off of Nate, Nat, and Nathaniel. It's a gratitude for you two, actually, and your entire cast, your crew. I used to be from Shawnee, but I'm from Detroit. I've talked to you guys before. There's a lot of shows back home you guys remind me of. You guys, it may just be a job and maybe an everyday thing, but you guys have helped people. Your guys' sense of humor, your engagement, your topics of discussion, man. I've had a really hard time adjusting to Kansas the last couple months and moving up here from working in the prison down in Hutchinson. But you guys, believe it or not, you guys have really helped me push through. You guys, you know, keep me wanting to keep a smile on my face I just want to say thank you from the bottom of my heart. You guys are awesome, and keep it up.
Wow. Sean, thank you so much. And I'll tell you this, you have no idea what that means for us when people like you say such sweet things. You're the fuel that keeps the car going, man. I tell you that.
Keep it up, guys. You guys are awesome.
All right. Love you, man. Be good. All right, buddy. Okay. Bye-bye. 913-586-7798. We do have two lines open if you want them. 913-586-7798. Ron, Eva, the others, hang tight. We'll get with everybody in just a moment. 586.
Reginald, Evelyn.
Nate, Nathaniel, Nat, whatever your name is. 913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Welcome on back. 913-586-7798. We're going to try to roll through these quickly to get in as many grievances as we can. Let's go to John in Topeka. Hey, John, go ahead.
Hey, good afternoon. I agree with that last caller that said he liked your show so much, and I appreciate that, you guys too as well. But my daughter yesterday thought World War III popped off because the Thunderbirds were in town practicing.
Yeah, yeah.
And they're hitting the afterburners and going over the house, and she thought Forbes Field was getting bombed.
Oh, bless her heart.
When she found out it was for the air show, she was like, because she saw the airplanes flying around, she's like, oh my gosh, World War III. But the grievance is that it's such a sad state of affairs that our world is in such a place that our children fear World War III.
Yeah. Amen, John.
And we shouldn't have to be doing that. Our kids shouldn't have to fear that.
Amen.
Not today, not with what we've got going on in this modern world.
John, thank you so much for the grievance. It's a good one. Let's go to Ron in Shawnee. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, real quick, I know you're running out of time. My grievance is regarding pet adoptions. I think it's a great cause. I think I would love to hear the media or some purpose to understand why are these pets all being abandoned? What are the demographics of the people that own them, that abandon them? I would suggest some kind of permit, license, or a fee to own one. And if you abandon that pet at the adoption center, you have to maintain that pet financially until it finds a home. Thank you. You guys have a good weekend.
Ron, that's an interesting grievance. Thank you for it. Eva in Kansas City, go ahead.
My grievance, Dana, is that we cannot bet on sports in Missouri yet. I really need that to happen, because when I go onto the apps and lose my money on crazy bets that are probably never going to pay off, I'd like to be able to do it when I'm in Missouri, too.
It's a great grievance. Thank you for it, Eva. Hopefully they'll get it figured out. Matt in North Kansas City. Hey, Matt, go ahead.
Hey, guys. Zipper merges. All right. We talked about zipper merges.
Here we go.
A good thing. I agree. However, I don't know about you, but I've never seen a sign that said to zipper merge. It always says lane ends or merge left or right. And I'm like, if you want us to zipper merge, put up a damn sign that says zipper merge.
Matt, I think people would be more confused and still not know what they were supposed to be doing. I don't know it for a fact, but I have a feeling that's what's going on.
Because here's the thing with like the zipper merge is you have to trust the zipper merge only works when you trust the rest of the world to
right.
also zipper.
Which
so
guess
one
what?
Go, one
I don't.
Go, one go.
I don't. I absolutely do not. And we're going to wrap up tonight with our favorite Barb from Odessa. Barb, welcome on in. Go ahead, girl.
I know you don't get a minute or two. I just want to two things. I wanted to apologize for yesterday because I said something about I shouldn't have said, and I figured it out. If you know that.
No, you about. No, you did not. It was delightful and fabulous, and we're thankful for it.
And the other thing is, a friend called me, is it the 19th of November or 19th of October for the corn mow?
October, I believe.
Well, he said November the other day. That's the reason why she wanted to know.
Oh, I'm glad. No, it's definitely October, and we still hope to see you. We're going to have a lot of our listeners there, Barb.
Okay, sweetie. Love you very much. Have a good weekend.
You have a good weekend, too. And we hope to see you out at that cornhole tournament as well next weekend. I know. We love you, Barb. Just go to KMBZ.com to register. You can pay $10 to be a spectator. Watch me throw bags at Scott. Travis Walker is going to be out there. Q, I don't know if you're coming. You should.
Nobody's told me about it.
Oh, you got to come out. Weinbaum's going to be there. Scott, of course. Sam will be there. It's going to be a really, really good time.
I'll be there.
Go to KMBZ.com, and you'll see the little cornhole banner right there, KMBZ.com. And we want to thank everyone for their continued support of the Dana and Parks program. Friday is over. The weekend is here. We send you out with good vibes and peace, and we will see you back here on Monday. Good night, everybody.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.